The dam break at Canada's Mount Polley mine site on Monday has Bristol Bay watershed community members and statewide organizations concerned that a similar incident could occur if the proposed Pebble Mine is approved. The Mount Polley mine, located in British Columbia, extracts copper and gold at its open pit site and stores the waste in a tailings pond. The site's dam, located east of Fraser River near Quesnel Lake, was breached, sending over 14.5 million cubic meters of mine waste and water from the tailings pond into Hazeltine Creek, Mount Polley Lake, Quesnel Lake, and surrounding salmon-rich river systems. The dam breach is drawing extra attention from organizations opposing the proposed Pebble Mine because of its similar design elements. The initial tailing storage facility for the proposed Pebble Mine's design was submitted to the Alaska Department of Natural Resources in 2006 and is being carried out by Knight Piesold Consulting, which designed the structure that failed at the Mount Polley Mine. Carol Ann Woody is a fishery scientist at the Center for Science and Public Participation. She has spent about 10 years studying the proposed Pebble Mine and over 20 years studying salmon populations in Bristol Bay. Woody says the proposed mine would need several of these types of waste facilities.
It's the same type of dam that they plan for Pebble. And there's a number of dams at Pebble. It's not just one, because they would have to have a number of tailings dams to hold the amount of waste that would be generated.
The affected Fraser River is similar to those in Bristol Bay, as it receives some of the world's biggest sockeye salmon runs, which commercial fishermen and communities rely on. Tim Bristol is the Alaska Program Director for Trout Unlimited. He says the breach was unfortunate and has real-world implications on all associated fisheries.
I think what this serves is a very real and terrible reminder that tailings dams fail, and there are potential, and in this case, real-world negative impacts on communities and on fisheries. And you start to think about what would happen if there was a catastrophic tailings dam failure in the headwaters of Bristol Bay, and you think about toxic waste and sediment coursing down the north and the south forks of the Coctulee and into the Mulchatna, possibly eventually all the way out to Bristol Bay. It's a pretty terrible thought, and it's one that hopefully we won't have to face. And I think that this disaster will certainly be on the minds of many people when they testify in front of the EPA and in various communities next week.
Woody says the current situation at Fraser River is heartbreaking, and that a similar situation in Bristol Bay could be devastating.
If something happened, it could be devastating to the Bristol Bay runs. So it's something fisheries-wise that is of great concern, because it's the world's largest, most valuable salmon fishery.
British Columbia's Minister of Energy and Mines issued a precautionary water ban advisory for individuals to not drink, bathe, or allow livestock or animals to drink the water. The ban includes nearby lakes and creeks, as well as the Quesnel and Caribou River systems. Fisheries and Oceans Canada issued a notice Tuesday closing sport fishing in both of those rivers which connect to the Fraser. The Quesnel system is forecasted to have a sockeye salmon run between 845,000 to 2.95 million. Sockeye are currently migrating towards the Quesnel Lake system. FOC officials say the possible impacts on the Fraser River sockeye salmon as a result of the tailings pond deposit into Quesnel Lake are not known at this time. Kimberly Williams is the executive director for Nunumta Aulukistai. She says Knight Piesold commented prior to the incident that the proposed Pebble Mine and others like it are modern mines which don't suffer from dam failures.
Knight Piesold, they commented during the Bristol Bay watershed assessment and basically said dam failures just kind of don't happen to these modern mines. And it's unfortunate that, you know, those kind of statements where they say that, oh, nothing's going to happen, then you have a tragic event like Mount Polley where that dam is breached and people's lives are affected.
William says her organization's research partners determined over a quarter of these types of dams either have a breach or experience a failure similar to Mount Polley. She says the risk factors associated with copper gold mines are too high.
That's 25%. And I guess I would ask the people of Bristol Bay and ask the government and ask our state, is that risk too high? And for us in Bristol Bay, it is way too high. And can you imagine if you're a Fraser River fisherman now, what your market is going to be for Fraser River? That's going to play out in the next couple of weeks, and we're going to see this unfold, and it's really unfortunate.
The dam failure surfaced just as the Environmental Protection Agency prepares for public hearings in Alaska from August 12th through the 15th on its proposal to use Section 404C to act to restrict the mining in the Bristol Bay watershed. The EPA's public hearings will be held August 12th in Anchorage, August 13th in Neustewiak and Non-Dalton, August 14th in Kakanak and Dillingham, and August 15th at Iliamna in Igiagig. In Dillingham, I'm Luke Brummer.